And we're on.
And let's do this.
Yeah. Podcast time. Brunch time.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good topic to talk about today.
What you got?
So, you know, we use this podcast to talk about things that maybe we didn't get to on the show or just maybe we run into and find after the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good one to have a conversation about. Now, we just came off of a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
With Labor Day. And you may or may not have taken a vacation or just used that day off as kind of an extra vacation day. But they always say, like, there's a ton of vacation days that are left on the table at the end of the year. So I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
To you, what is more valuable, salary or time off?
Oh, I don't like those options.
It's a tough thing to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tough thing to decide, too.
Well, because it's like, obviously, time off is going to be a big thing because, okay, is it paid time off, too?
It would be paid time off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, ultimately, I would go with the paid time off because you need your time. I definitely need my time. I didn't have my time for years because I was working so many jobs that I never actually had set days off.
Right, and most of the time, if you have a part time job,
mm-hmm.
the time off you do take, you don't get paid. So it's like,
exactly.
Why take the time off?
Yeah. So, which I would do anyways, though, because you reach a certain point though that if you don't take time off, you kind of get burnt out. So you definitely need that. So I think that would be my ultimate one. But it's a bummer though because the salary obviously makes a big difference in your life
right.
too. Because obviously you're going to be able to afford things a little bit better, and then maybe even save up for a vacation one day.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
I don't know. It is a tough one though. What do you think you would choose?
You know, for me, my work and everything has gone. I think salary, because the fact that by the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
I still have, I mean, I'm at the point now where I've only got like 2 weeks of vacation that
yeah.
I get to use a year, but I still don't use it.
Okay. And when I hear that, I'm like, Johnny, what are you doing?
Yeah, if I don't have a big vacation planned or something like that, I may take a day here and there.
Yeah,
but
you should. You need you take advantage of those days. When I hear that people don't take their vacation days, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, no, that means you're saying like, all right, work. You can have my days. No, you need it for yourself because you give the rest of the days to your work.
What I'd rather have is just those days just get paid back to me.
That's true. That'd be nice too.
But according to Prudential's Pulse of the American Worker Survey, sounds very professional.
One I read often.
They said that 25% of workers would take a pay cut in order to get more time off. And other than compensation, 48% of those survey respondents said that a flexible work schedule is the reason that they stay with their current employer.
So, yeah, totally. I know some people, like, if you have a solid job that allows you to have a decent amount of like time off or personal days
sure.
or whatever it is. I think that's good. And I think people need that. And not that I'm trying to like say anything against America, but our culture though is go, go, go.
Right.
That's how it is. It's just that, like, you got to work, you got to get things done, like no day to stop. And I just don't think that's a way of living. everybody needs their time to rest and relax and be a person and enjoy life. Like, because what's the point of life then if you're just working all the time?
See, I just do it on the weekends. That's why I enjoy my time.
See, if I could have like a 3-day weekend consistently, I think I'd be pretty content, you know? I mean, as would most people, because I know
right.
that's what they're trying to implement in a lot of workplaces nowadays. I mean, it's slow for sure. So maybe that will happen with us one day.
Maybe.
But doubtful because it's radio. We work all the time.
Well, and people, I mean, people would not, the public would not put up with only hearing us 4 times.
No, they wouldn't.
They have to hear the full 5.
I need that 5th day or else my life is not complete. So
what? One other interesting thing in the survey, those surveyed were asked why they maybe have left a job.
Mm-hmm.
And the nearly half of them, 41%, said it was because their company did not offer enough work-life balance.
Agreed. No, that's totally a thing. I mean, I talk to my dad about that all the time because he's obviously been in the workforce for so many years.
Sure.
He's getting ready to retire next year. And that's all it is. It's go, go, go. And, you know, even though he gets some vacation time, he's like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to take this because, you know, we have to have this project done by this date. So, sure, I got vacation time, but I can't really use it.
Right.
How am I supposed to actually get my work done? So it's a little frustrating. I think a lot of companies should look more into that to give their people a solid work-life balance because everybody needs that.
And my vacations usually consist of go up north or go somewhere. I don't ever plan like a major vacation because mm-hmm. of the amount of money it costs too.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, a lot of times we're just like, let's just, you know, take Friday off and then go somewhere and that's good.
Yeah.
Or if we do take a week or whatever, it's kind of a random time in the fall or mm-hmm. not around the time of the holidays, because that's the thing too. And this is the one thing I hate is that, I mean, I understand it's the holidays and all, but everybody banks up their time off.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, yep. Won't see you from Christmas until the new year. And I'm like, geez, man, you know, if everybody does that, then no one is working.
Well, I mean, then that's just a good reason to start to close the business down.
Yeah. But it is, you know, because not all, I mean, every business, though, most of them can need that every single day of
for sure.
something going on. They can't really afford those, you know, time, everybody taking time off to work. Because it's like if they're, you know, us, well, you have to have somebody do the shows and things going on and the programming. But in other places, it's like, well, I can't get a hold of them. For 2 weeks because everybody took vacation.
One of my last jobs, what they would do is they would put out a schedule. They would warn everybody basically like the day it was out. Like, now's your time to request off and then we're going to be cutting it off.
Yep.
And so it's like whoever got the request in first were basically the people who were approved to take off that holiday time. And
that's
people were
not a bad idea because
sure,
it's,
you know?
Like, it's kind of like a lottery with some of that stuff because mm-hmm. if everybody does it, then everything has to function in a certain way.
For
because
sure.
like, oh, well. Everybody wants to take time off. Yeah, we want you to spend time with your family and do all that for the holidays, but that's why we usually give you like the day before, the day after, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. And if it is on the weekend, we might give you an extra day. But that's why they also do the time and a half for people that do work on the holidays.
That's true.
And so that's helpful too. So I don't know. It's a tough thing because
it
now
is.
I've been here for a while that I'm adding an extra week of vacation. And I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to do with that.
And,
where am I supposed to go?
Can we borrow from other people? Like,
I wish because I would sell all of my vacation days
and
make so much money.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'll pay you for a vacation day. Why not?
I've got like free vacation days that we've gotten for stuff that literally is from 2016 because I've used my regular weeks and I don't need those extra days.
You're hurting me when you say
this. And there's so many people that are like, oh man, I need an extra day. Got any of them days off, man? I'm like, nope, I got one, but I can't transfer it.
You might need it, though, for your upcoming move.
Yeah, but I've still got about a week and a half left, so
yeah.
I could take a full week off, and then I think I add my extra week, like, in a month.
And then you're good to go, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so
dang.
I've got time for the holidays. So
jealous.
I know, right? but that's the Brunch Time podcast for today. But think about that. You know, what's more valuable to you, salary or time off? It's a tough decision to make and a tough thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're thinking about it now. And now you're probably thinking about, oh, man, I love this Brunch Time podcast. I want to listen to more of them.
You can.
It's real easy. Just go to 983thecoast.com or wherever you find your podcasts. Or if you downloaded the brand new Coast app, you can listen there as well. So it's pretty cool. It's all free.
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge anything.
Not at all.
We won't even take any of your vacation days from you.
I mean, I might take one, but, you know, like, you weren't going to use it anyway, so.
Exactly. So, but we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast coming up tomorrow.